们今天早上要以一段旧约的圣经来做我们大家互相的学习。
This morning we are going to study a passage in the Old Testament.
我们请来看何西阿书第八章。
Let's all turn to the book of Hosea chapter 8.
何西阿书第八章十一节。
Hosea chapter 8, verse 11.
在旧约圣经但以理书的后面，何西阿书第八章十一节。
The book after the book of Daniel, Hosea chapter 8, verse 11.
这是在记载主前八百年犹太社会的一些情形。
This is a passage describing what happened to the Israelite kingdom 800 years ago.
800 BC.
Oh, sorry, 800 BC.
十一节。以法莲增添祭坛起罪，因此祭坛使他犯罪。
Because Ephraim has made many altars for sin, they have become for him altars for sinning.
这个祭坛的目的就是要来献祭给神。
The purpose of altars is to offer sacrifice for God.
祭坛的目的就是他们敬拜神的活动。
And doing this is their act of worship.
这里说他们敬拜神。但是呢，他们却是犯罪的。
Here it says that they were offering altars, but they were actually sinning.
有更多的宗教的活动，宗教的崇拜，但是在神来看，他们是犯罪的。
There are all kinds of acts of worship, but in the eyes of God, their acts were sins.
十二节，我为他们写了律法万条，他却以为与他毫无关涉。
Verse 12, I have written for him the great things of my law, but they were considered a strange thing.
神很爱他们，神告诉他们你们应该怎么做。
God actually really loved these people, so he told them how to do what they were supposed to do.
他们以为说他们有很多的宗教的活动，他们不需要神的这些教训。
They felt that because they had so many different acts of worship and rituals, they didn't need to have the word of God.
他们只顾自己所喜欢的活动。
So they only attended to the matters of worship that they liked.
他们不喜欢神给他们的教训跟指示。
And they did not like the teachings of the Lord.
十三节，至于献给我的祭物，他们自食其肉，主却不喜悦他们。现在必纪念他们的罪孽，追讨他们的罪恶，他们必归回埃及。
Verse 13, for the sacrifices of my offerings, they sacrifice flesh and eat it, but the Lord does not accept them. Now he will remember their iniquity and punish their sins. They shall return to Egypt.
本来献祭就是为了得神的喜悦。
Originally, offering sacrifices was for the purpose of pleasing God.
献祭本来是为了得神来赦免他们的罪。
Offering sacrifices was for the purpose of receiving the remission of sins.
但是在这里却说他们的献祭反而让神来追究他们的罪，他们的过犯纪念。
But here, on the other hand, it's recorded that these offerings actually caused God to record down their sins.
那所以说，这里神说他们必归回埃及。
So here they are punished to return to Egypt.
埃及是一个为奴的地方，是一个被压迫、被辖制的地方。
And Egypt was a place where they were oppressed and they were afflicted.
也就是说，他们又要失去了他们的自由。
In other words, they will again lose their freedom.
他们要受到别人的欺负，受到别人的压迫。
They will again be bullied and persecuted by others.
十四节，以色列忘记造他的主，建造宫殿，犹大多造坚固城，我却要降火焚烧他们的城邑，烧灭其中的宫殿。
Verse 14, for Israel has forgotten his maker and has built temples. Judah has also multiplied fortified cities, but I will send fire upon his cities and it shall devour his palaces.
在当时他们已经不是最强盛的国家。
At the time, they were no longer the strongest kingdom.
他们当然也不是一个最大的国家。
And they were certainly not the largest kingdom.
但是他们是一个国家。
But they were still a kingdom.
所以他们仍然想要如何来复兴自己的国家。
So they were thinking, how can we revive our country?
他们还是想着如何让自己的国家能够强盛。
How can we fortify our country?
要让国家复兴强盛，当然要有很多的努力。
In order to prosper and revive a country, of course, it takes a lot of effort.
他们也非常的努力，他们做了很多的建设。
And they did put in a lot of effort. They built up a lot of different architecture buildings.
但是他们的这些建设呢，却最后还是被火焚烧，还是毁灭。
But these buildings were still devoured by fire in the end.
这是在主前八百年犹太社会里头的生活的情形的一部分。
And so this was a part of what happened 800 BC.
如果我们生活在那个时候，你对这样的情形，你会有怎样的评论？
And if you were living at the time, how would you judge the matters at hand?
你如果生活在当中，你对这样的情形，你会有怎样的检讨？
And towards what was happening at the time, how would you analyze it?
那我们来看当时的先知，他怎么来评论那个时代的社会？
So how did the prophet of that time, judge his society?
跟我们的评论或许是不一样的。
Maybe it's different from how we would judge it today.
我们可能没有办法像先知那么恰当的来做形容。
We probably cannot make such an accurate metaphor.
这就是为什么历史可以成为我们的一面镜子。
But that's why history can be our mirror.
我们从先知的评论里头我们来得到一些教训，一些警戒。
From the prophet's judgment, we can learn something.
我们来看当时的先知怎么来评论当时的社会。
So let's look at how the prophet of that time judged his society at the time.
我们请看何西阿书第七章十六节。
Let's look at Hosea chapter 7, verse 16.
我们看最上面的两句话，他们归向却不归向至上者，他们如同欢贝的弓。
The first two sentences are, they return but not to the Most High. They are like a treacherous bow.
看在先知的眼里，他用信仰的层面来评论当时的社会。
He was using faith to judge his society.
这个国家，这个百姓，这个国王，他们也真的非常的认真。
This country and people were indeed very hardworking.
他们好。在他们的生活当中好像是有目标的。
In their lives, they seemed as if they had goals.
但是这里说他们归向却不是归向至上者。
But here it records that when they returned, they did not return to the Most High.
其实他们最大的问题是他们离开神。
Actually, the biggest problem they had was that they had already departed from God.
他们很努力，但是却不是在归向神。
They were diligent, but they were not diligent in returning toward God.
那这样子到底会怎么样？
So what will happen?
他用了很简单的一个描述，说他们就好像欢贝的弓。
So he made a very simple metaphor, which is they are like a treacherous bow.
今天我们大概很少人有用过这个弓箭。
And probably many of us today have never touched a bow.
除非说你喜欢这样子的一种运动。
Unless you like the sport of archery.
那什么叫做欢贝的弓？
What is a treacherous bow?
这个对当时的他们对当时的人呢，他们就能够明白说，哇，形容的真好。
The people at the time would probably think this is a perfect analogy.
这个欢贝的弓就是说打不中目标。
Which means that when you strike, you cannot strike your target.
当拉满了弓，把箭射出去，就是要击中目标。
You pull back the string so that you can aim and hit the goal.
但是他们也是一样拉满了弓射出去打不中目标。
And they too pulled back the string hoping to aim correctly.
因为他们好像欢贝的弓。
But they could not because they were a treacherous bow.
很多的努力但是没有预期的结果。
There was a lot of effort but there was not the desired result.
很多的努力应该成功但是却是失败。
With so much effort and diligence, they should have succeeded, but yet they failed.
我想这给我们一个很好的提醒。
And so this gives us a great reminder.
我们每一个人在生活当中，我们都很努力。
We all work diligently in our lives.
在我们信仰的道路上面，我们也非常的努力。
And in our journey of faith, we also put in a lot of efforts.
但是我们要停下来想一下，我是不是欢贝的弓？
But we have to stop and think to ourselves, are we that treacherous bow?
我很努力，但是我没有达到目标。
I was very diligent, and yet I failed to achieve my goal.
其实这样的一个悲哀的事情是不断的出现在人的生活里头。
But this tragedy often occurs in humans.
我们再来看旧约的另外一个例子，请看撒母耳记上第四章。
Let's look at another example in the Old Testament, 1 Samuel chapter 4.
撒母耳记上第四章第一节。
1 Samuel chapter 4, verse 1.
这里在记载以色列人跟非利士人的征战。
Here it records a battle between the Israelites and the Philistines.
结果是以色列人败在非利士人的面前。
The result was that the Israelites lost before the Philistines.
第二节啊。这个非利士人向以色列人摆阵，两军交战的时候，以色列人败在非利士人面前。非利士人在战场上杀了他们的精兵，也有四千人。
Verse 2, then the Philistines put themselves in battle array against Israel. When they joined battle, Israel was defeated by the Philistines, who killed about 4,000 men of the army in the field.
这里说以色列的军队被杀了四千人。
Here it says that 4,000 Israelites were killed.
所以在这个第一次的第一回合第一次的征战里头，以色列人是败的。
And so in this first battle, the Israelites lost.
但是不能够因为这样就投降。
But you cannot just give up because of this.
因为不能够因为这样子就去谈条件。
And because of that, you cannot just compromise and try to make a treaty.
要想办法的怎么再把再怎么去胜过对方。
They thought to themselves, how can we still defeat our enemies?
既然面对征战。目标就是击败对方。
When we are in a battle, our goal is to defeat the enemy.
所以这些以色列人他们在做计划，而且要很努力的，下一次一定要打败对方。
And so they planned and strategized and thought to themselves, we will defeat the enemy in the second round.
结果他们想到说，我们应该把耶柜抬出去。
And so they thought to themselves, we should bring the Ark of the Covenant out.
我们应该有神的同在。
Because we will have the guidance of God.
所以他们努力的要得到神的同在，神的帮助。
So they were very diligent in trying to have the guidance and victory.
所以他们真的也把这个耶柜给抬出去了。
So indeed, they brought the ark of the Lord, of the covenant of the Lord out.
我们请看十一节。
Let's look at verse 11.
十一节，神的耶柜被掳去了，以利两个儿子何弗尼、非尼哈也都被杀了。
The Ark of the Covenant was the Ark of God was captured, and the two sons of Eli, Hophni and Phinehas, died.
那第十节最后面说他们的步兵扑倒了三万。
And at the end of verse 10, there fell of Israel 30,000 foot soldiers.
他们很努力，但是呢，失败的更彻底。
So they put in a lot of effort, but they failed even more.
他们没有打中目标。
They did not reach their goal.
那为什么会这样子
？Why?
我们请看撒母耳记上第七章。
Let's look at 1 Samuel chapter 7.
撒母耳记上七章第三节。
Verse 3.
第三节，撒母耳对以色列全家说：“你们若一心归向主，就要把外邦的神和亚斯他录从你们中间除掉，专心归向主，单单的侍奉他，他必救你，你们脱离非利士人的手。”
Then Samuel spoke to all the house of Israel, saying, If you return to the Lord with all your hearts, then put away the foreign gods and the Ashtoreths from among you, and prepare your hearts for the Lord and serve him only, and he will deliver you from the hand of the Philistines.
不能达到目标的努力，就是白白浪费了时间跟力量。
When you do not reach, when you shoot and you miss your goal, you actually have wasted your efforts.
花很多时间，但是那些事情并不能够让人达到目标。
You've spent a lot of time, but those efforts did not allow you to reach your goal.
那在这里第三节，撒母耳就提醒他们，你们要归向那个至高者。
But here Samuel reminded the Israelites that you have to return to the Lord.
你们的生活要重新做一个检讨。
You have to review your life.
你们要重新调整一下你们的生活。
And adjust your living lifestyle.
你们要重新的来反省一下你们的信仰。
And you have to reflect upon again your faith.
今天我们在生活上不要成了翻倍的弓。
So let us not be treacherous bows in our life.
我们的信仰也不要成了翻倍的弓。
And let us not let our faith become a treacherous bow.
我们有很多的努力，但是没有达到目标。
We have a lot to have a lot of efforts and yet not reach the goal.
我们请看诗篇127篇。
Let's look at Psalm 127.
诗篇127篇第一节。
Verse 1.
第一节，若不是主建造房屋，建造的人就枉然劳力。 若不是主看守城池，看守的人就枉然警醒。
Unless the Lord builds the house, they labor in vain who build it. Unless the Lord guards the city, the watchman stays awake in vain.
这里说到人的生活需要努力，也要加上神的保守。
It teaches us that in life we have to have efforts, but we also need the protection of God.
如果很努力，但是没有神的保守，结果会怎样？
And it tells us what the result is if we put in a lot of effort and yet God is not on our side.
第二节。
Verse two.
你们清早起晨，清晨早起，夜晚安歇，吃劳碌得来的饭，本是枉然。
It is vain for you to rise up early, to sit up late, to eat the bread of sorrows, for so he gives his beloved sleep.
在那个时代，清早起来，忙碌一天，然后晚上歇息，这个本来是很正常的生活。
In the olden days, to rise up early, to be busy for a whole entire day, and to stay up late, that was maybe their life.
但是如果努力而没有神的保守，那会是怎样的情形？
But to put in all those efforts and not have the guidance of God, what would be the result?
这个经节下半句话的意思是这样子的。
And the latter half of the verse explains.
是很多的努力只能够有一口饭吃。
With all that effort, all you get is to eat the bread of sorrows.
说吃的是那种英文圣经说 sorrow, 辛苦的饭，悲伤的饭。
And it says it's the bread of sorrows.
这个是很悲哀的，很努力只能够有一口饭吃，很努力所吃的是那种悲伤的饭。
So how tragic it is to put in so much effort and yet to eat a bread of sorrows.
那这就是在生活上没有达到目标。
That's because in life you have not achieved your goal.
我们的努力，但是我们没有去享受我们努力的成果。
You put in a lot of effort, but you cannot eat the fruit of your labor.
有一次主耶稣的门徒整夜在这个湖边打鱼。
There was one time when Jesus' disciples spent the entire night in the sea trying to fish.
圣经说他们整夜没有打着什么。
And it said it was recorded that they were able to catch nothing.
很努力，但是没有达到目标。
They put in so much effort and they achieved nothing.
努力的下网就是为了要网到鱼。
And with a lot of effort, they cast down the net because they wanted fish.
但是整夜的劳力没有得到什么。
But the entire night of effort achieved nothing.
我们的生活不能够这样子。
Our lives cannot be like this.
我们需要有神来保守我们。
And we need to have God to protect us.
神为什么能神都我们如何得到神的保守？
And how can we achieve that protection?
我们请看箴言 第三章。
Let's look at Proverbs chapter 3.
箴言第三章第六节。
Proverbs 3:6.
第六节，在你一切所行的事上都要认定他，他必指引你的路。
In all your ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your paths.
这里一个很重要的一个信息，就是在我们一切所行的事上，我们要认定他。
There's a very important message here, which is in all your ways acknowledge him.
常常我们觉得我们是老板。
Oftentimes we feel that we are the manager.
我们常常觉得说，我是在努力我的事情。
And I am putting earnestly doing my things.
是的，从人的层面来看是这样子的。
Yes, from the perspective of man, that's true.
但是我们是一个敬拜神，我们是一个有信仰的人。
But we are people who worship God and have faith.
我们知道有一个我们没有看见，但是他存在的老板。
And we know that there is an invisible superior above us.
所以在凡事上我们要认定他。
So in all things, we have to acknowledge him.
我在做的任何事情里头，我尊重神。
In everything I do, I respect my God.
我所要做的事情，我尊重我的信仰。
And in everything I do, I think about my faith.
这样子我们才不会成为，在生活上不会成为翻倍的弓。
In that way, we will not be a treacherous bow in life.
我们生活的每一个层面都可以跟神，都可以跟我们的信仰连接在一起。
In every aspect of your life, you can connect God with your life.
信仰跟我们的生活它是不分开的。
Because faith and life is not mutually exclusive.
但是很多的时候我们却要把它 把它分开。
But oftentimes we want to separate the two.
那这就是为什么我们会成了在生活上会成了翻倍的工。
That's why often we become treacherous foes.
我们再来请看哈该书第一章。
Let's also look at the book of Haggai, chapter 1.
这是在旧约的比较后面，哈该书第一章。
Haggai chapter 1.
旧约圣经的倒数第三卷，哈该书第一章第六节。
It's the third to last book in the Old Testament, Haggai chapter 1 verse 6.
第六节，你们撒种多，收的却少；你们吃却不得，不得饱；喝却不得足；穿衣服却不得软。得工钱的，将工钱装在破漏的囊中。
You have sown much and bring in little. You eat, but do not have enough.You drink, but are not filled with drink. You clothe yourselves, but no one is warm. And he who earns wages to put into a bag with holes.
有时候这真的是我们生活的一个事实，一个写照。
This is actually often a reality of our life.
真的好像把钱装在破漏的囊中。
It's like we put money into bags with holes.
如果我口袋有破洞，我赶快把它缝起来就好。
If my pocket has a hole, I will just quickly mend it and it will be good.
没有人会把钱装在破的这个钱囊里头。
But no one will put money into a wallet that has holes.
但是事实上很多时候我们的生活就是这样子。
But actually, the truth is our life is often like that.
很多的努力但是没有达到目标。
We put in a lot of effort, but we do not achieve our goals.
那当时他们为什么会这样子？
So why were they like this at the time?
我们请看第二节。
Let's look at verse 2.
第二节，万军之主如此说，这些百姓说，建造神殿的时候还没有来，尚未来到。
The people, thus speaks the Lord of hosts, saying, this people says, the time has not come, the time that the Lord's house should be built.
他们说，当时他们一件很重要的事情就是要重新建造神的殿。
They knew that at the time a very important matter was to rebuild the temple of the Lord.
但是在这个事情上面，他们遇到了一些阻挡跟挫折。
But in that process, they met some obstacles.
所以他们就下了一个结论。
And so they put down a conclusion.
就是神的时候还没有到。
They concluded that the Lord's time has not come.
所以我们可以先专注于我们自己的事情。
So we should first focus on our own matters.
所以他们把信仰、把神的事情放一边。
So they cast aside the matters of the Lord.
他们不是不愿意建造圣殿。
It was not that they were unwilling to build the temple of the Lord.
他们是说因为时间还不是时候。
But rather they said, the time has not come.
所以我先把这个事情放一边，我先来做我眼前的事情。
So I'm going to just put this matter aside for now and do what's before my eyes, my own matters.
其实我们的信仰跟我们的生活它是不用分开的。
But actually, we do not need to separate our faith from our life.
但是有时候我们发现信仰跟生活好像会有一点的冲突。
But sometimes you find that there is a little bit of conflict between the two.
因为我们每一个人一天只有24个小时。
Because each of us only has 24 hours in a day.
因为我们每一个人的体力都差不多。
And because each of us has approximately the same amount of energy.
我们每一个人一样要三餐需要休息。
And because we all have limitations, we need 3 meals and we need rest.
所以常常我们发现我们的时间、我们的力量、我们的精神好像不够用。
So we often find that our resources, our time, our efforts, and our energy is not enough.
在这样的情形之下，信仰跟生活就好像会有一些的冲突的存在。
So under these circumstances, sometimes it seems like our faith will conflict with our life.
但常常我们就会来做个选择跟决定。
And when that happens, we often make a choice.
不是我不看重信仰的事情。
It's not that I don't respect or place importance on faith.
不是我不爱神。
It's not that I don't love God.
我实在眼前有一个很迫切的事情，我需要去花时间花力量。
But I have an extremely urgent matter in front of me that I must spend time on.
对学生来讲。
And for students.
等我把重要的考试考完了。
It might be that, oh, I have to first finish my exams.
等我把某一个阶段结束了。
Once that important exam is over.
然后我再好好的回到神的身边来努力于我的信仰的事情。
Then I will come back and focus on God.
有时候我们会觉得说我实在需要先把家庭先把我的工作可以安定下来。
Or we'll think to ourselves, As soon as we finish and stabilize my work and my family,
所以我暂时的把神、把信仰 放在一旁。
I will just temporarily put aside my God.
结果我们就很容易的，其实 成了翻倍的功。
And so easily we become treacherous foes.
当我们回头看的时候
，And when we turn back,
那一段时间为自己这么的努力。
In retrospect, we see that we spent so much effort.
但是到底我们得到了什么
？But what did we gain from it?
真的有时候很悲哀，就好像把钱放在破漏的口袋里头。
Indeed, sometimes it's a tragedy. It's sorrowful that we have put our wages into bags with holes.
在生活上不要成为翻倍的工。
So in life, let us not be treacherous foes.
我们再请参考《传道书》第四章。
Let's also look at the book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 4.
传道书在箴言的后面，传道书第四章第六节。
Ecclesiastes chapter 4 verse 6。
传道书第四章第六节。
Ecclesiastes chapter 4 verse 6。
第六节，满了一把得享安静，强如满了两把劳碌补荒。
Better a handful with quietness than both hands full together with toil and grasping for the wind。
我们不希望我们很努力啊，但是好像只是在抓空气、抓风。
We hope that when we put in so much effort, we are not just grasping at the wind.
我们常常是要得到两把。
We often want our two hands full.
这里是提醒我们啊，满了一把能够得享安静。
But here it teaches us that it's better to have just one hand with quietness.
所以我们想想看啊，我们是得享安静呢，还是我们是在抓风？
So let's think to ourselves, are we one hand with quiet or are we two hands trying to grasp for more?
圣经没有告诉我们人不需要努力。
Sorry for wind. And the Bible doesn't teach us that we shouldn't put in efforts.
圣经只是提醒我们，我们要评估一下到底我们有没有打中目标，到底我们得到了什么。
But you have to stop and think to yourselves, are we aiming for...and are we actually obtaining our goal?
是的，两把是比一把多。
It's true that two hands full is better than one.
更多好像是更丰富。
And more seems like it's more prosperous.
更多好像是更有安全。
And it seems as if you have more security.
但是这里在提醒我们刚好相反。
But here it teaches us the opposite.
人一直在努力的要满了两把。
We always strive to have two hands full.
所以有人穷的只剩下钱。
So when one is poor, they only have money left.
有人穷的只剩下名。
And some people are poor and only have their name left.
有人穷的只剩下地位。
And some people are poor where the only thing they have left is their status.
有人穷的只剩下享受。
And some people are poor to the point they only have luxuries left.
有的人他是没有信仰的。
And some people don't even have faith.
有的人是没有所谓的亲情的爱。
And some people don't have love.
有的人没有这种友情的啊，这种精神上的享受。
And some people don't have enjoyment in their mentality.
有人没有办法享受很简单的健康的身体。
And some people cannot enjoy a healthy body.
我们基督徒我们也是人啊。
And we Christians are also humans.
这个一把两把，这个大家都很清楚的。
One hand, two hands, everybody is very clear.
为什么基督徒能够只有一把
？But why is it that Christians can only have one hand?
其实我们不是只有一把。
Actually, we don't just have one hand.
其实我们也是有两把。
Actually, we also have two hands full.
我们另外一手是拥有主耶稣。
But our other hand is holding and obtaining the Lord Jesus.
我们另外一手是充满着神的带领，神的保守。
Our other hand is holding God's abidance and His protection.
我们另外一手是充满着主耶稣弟兄姐妹的爱。
And it is holding the love of God and of our brothers and sisters.
在人来看，我们好像只有一把。
Maybe in the eyes of other people, they only see one hand.
其实我们也是满了两把。
But we too have two handfuls.
那种很真实的两把。
A very real two handfuls.
我们再请看创世纪二十六章。
And let's look at Genesis chapter 26.
我们要如何让我们的生活不像翻倍的工
？How can we make our life not be a treacherous bow?
创世纪26:25。
Let's look at 26:25。
二十五节，以撒在那里筑了一座坛，求告主的名，并且支搭帐篷。他的仆人便在那里挖了一口井。
So he built an altar there and called on the name of the Lord, and he pitched his tent there. And there, Isaac's servants dug a well.
信仰不会否认我们的家庭生活。
Our faith will not deny our family life.
信仰不会否认我们的工作，我们的在事业上的努力。
And it will deny, not deny our careers and our efforts.
但是信仰，圣经在提醒我们，我们应该要有一个对的秩序。
But our faith teaches us that we must have the correct order.
如果我们不要成为翻倍的工，这是一个很重要，而且是可以做得出来的一个秩序。
If we do not want to be a treacherous bow, we must know clearly our priorities.
这里说以撒在那里筑了一座坛。
It says here that Isaac first built an altar.
这讲着以撒，他的第一顺位是他跟神的关系。
So here you can see that his first priority was his relationship with God.
在这里以撒第一个顺位是他敬拜神，他信仰的事情。
And in his first place was worshiping God and the matters of the Lord.
接下来说他支搭帐篷。
And then he built an altar. He pitched his tent.
这个帐篷就是当时他们的所住的地方，他们的房子。
And so this tent is actually where they live and their house.
谁住在帐篷里头
？Who lives in the tent?
就是他的家人。
It was his family.
他的太太，他的孩子。
His wife and his children.
所以第二顺位，家庭，我们的配偶，我们的孩子。
So in the second position, he placed his family, his wife, his spouse, and his children.
我们敬拜神，我们也要靠神的恩典，努力的来经营我们的家庭。
And when we rely on God, we also rely on Him to help us with our families.
接下来说，他的仆人在那里挖了一口井。
And then thirdly, it says that his servants dug a well.
以撒的职业是牧羊。
Isaac's job was to shepherd.
所以需要有草，需要有水。
So he needed grass and he needed water.
这个草是神的恩典让地里头长出草来。
Grass was by God's grace that the grass would pop up from the soil.
那这个水他们常常要自己挖井。
But this water often required wells.
人需要水，这些动物也需要水。
Because humans and animals both need water.
所以这里说他挖了一口井，这个就是他的事业，这个就是他的工作。
So here his servants dug a well because this is his career and his job.
敬拜神不等于在工作上、在事业上不用努力。
When we worship God, it doesn't mean that we don't have to put any efforts in our career.
神可以就给他一口井。
God could have just given him a well out of thin air.
但是神通常不会这样子。
But God doesn't usually do that.
因为挖一口井，这个是人自己可以去做得到的事情。
Because digging a well is something that we as humans can do.
所以这是以撒他整个生活的图片。
So this was the entire picture of Isaac.
我们看到这样的生活是很完整的。
We see how perfect this life is.
这样的生活秩序对了。
Because his priorities were correct.
有时候秩序不对，那也就跟着不对了。
Sometimes when our priorities are not correct, then other things will not be correct as well.
无论我们是父母亲，我们是学生，我们经营事业的，这都是一个我们必须要去把握住的秩序跟原则。
So this is a principle that we must hold firmly to regardless of whether we're a parent or a student or a working professional.
我们做学生的信仰也是排在第一位。
As students, faith should still be our number one.
再来看重我们的家庭。
And then our family.
你身体的健康就是父母亲最大的安慰之一。
Your health is the biggest concern of your parents.
你跟父母亲的关系就是父母亲最大的安慰。
And your relationship with your parents is the greatest comfort you can give to them.
你秩序对了，你的学业神会带领你。
And when your sequences and priority is correct, then God will naturally help you.
今天我们是拜神的人，所以我们的信仰也不要成了翻倍的工。
Today we worship God, so let us not make our faith a treacherous boat.
我们刚才一开始读到的这些以色列人，他们也筑坛，他们也献祭。 但是没有达到目标。
And we already read in the very beginning that the Israelites also set up altars and sacrifices, but they did not obtain their goal.
信仰成了翻倍的功，跟着生活也成了翻倍的功。
Their faith became a treacherous bow, and similarly their life.
所以我们要留意一下，我们的信仰有没有成为翻倍的功。
So let us think carefully, is our faith a treacherous bow?
请看马太福音第七章。
Let's look at Matthew chapter 7.
马太福音第七章二十一节
,Verse 21.
二十一节，凡称呼我主啊主啊的人，不能都进天国，唯独遵行我天父旨意的人才能进去。
Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, shall enter the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father in heaven.
今天有谁会称主耶稣为主啊主啊
?Who today would say, Lord, Lord?
所有自称为是基督徒的人都会这样来呼求主耶稣为主。
All who call themselves Christians would say, Lord, Lord.
所以主耶稣的这一段话是给所有的基督徒。
So this passage is for all the Christians.
二十二节。
Verse 22.
那日必有许多人对我说，主啊，主啊，我们不是奉你的名传道，奉你的名赶鬼，奉你的名行许多异能吗？
Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in your name, cast out demons in your name, and done many wonders in your name?
二十三节，主耶稣说：“我就明明的告诉他们，我从来不认识你们，你们这些作恶的人，离开我去吧。”
And then I will declare to them, I never knew you. Depart from me, you who practice lawlessness.
多么悲哀的一件事情！主耶稣说：“我不认识你。”
How tragic is it that Jesus Christ would say, "I never knew you"?
我们走在这个信仰的道路上面，我们就是要得到主耶稣的的这种承认。
When we walk on the journey of faith, it is to obtain the acknowledgement of Jesus Christ.
当主耶稣说我不认识你的时候，那我们就是在信仰上成了翻倍的功。
But when the Lord says to you, I never knew you, you are actually a treacherous bow.
是的，从外在上来看，真的有些人就像二十二节这里所说的，是这么的热心，是这么的努力。
Yes, from an external point of view, you will think those people were so zealous, they prophesied and did so many things.
读经、祷告、灵修、热心圣工。
They read the Bible, they prayed, they were so fervent in doing holy work.
花力量、花精神，甚至花钱财。
They put in so much effort and even money.
这样的基督徒真的也到处都可见。
Indeed, you can see so many Christians this way out there.
就好像这个二十二节所描述的一样。
Just like it's recorded in verse 22.
但是主耶稣说对不起，你是翻倍的功。
But Jesus Christ says to these people, I never knew you. You are a treacherous bow.
为什么会这样子？
Why is it like this?
有些人根本还没有真正的重生。
Because they have not really been reborn.
主耶稣在约翰福音三章第五节说，不是从水和圣灵生的，不能够进入神的国。
It's recorded in John 3:5 that unless you are born of water and spirit, you cannot enter the kingdom of God.
我们基督徒的朋友，我们要问一下我们自己：我真的重生了吗
？And so, us Christian friends, let us ask ourselves: Have we really been reborn?
圣经里头所讲的重生，我真的重生了吗
？Have we really been reborn?
还是我只是还没有重生，只是在这些事情上面很热烈、很热衷
？Or are we just very zealous in these different matters?
天上的真神他在找怎样的拜神的人。
What kind of worshipper is the God of heaven looking for?
我们请看约翰福音第四章。
Let's look at John chapter 4.
约翰福音第四章。
John chapter 4.
二十三节。
Verse 23.
二十三节，时候将到，如今就是了。那真正拜父的要用心灵和诚实拜他，因为父要这样的人拜他。
But the hour is coming and now is when the true worshippers will worship the Father in spirit and truth. For the Father is seeking such to worship him.
英文圣经说天父在找这种真正拜神的人。
It says that the Father is seeking such people to worship him.
如果我们在神的眼中不是真正拜神的人，那么我们就是翻倍的功。
If in God's eyes we are not actually really worshiping him, we are already a treacherous bow.
如果不是神所要找的那个真正拜神的人，主耶稣当然说我不认识你。
If we are not the true worshipper he is looking for, then the Lord will say to us at the end, I do not know you.
什么叫做真正拜神的人？
What is a true worshipper?
在真理和圣灵里头拜神的人。
It is one who worships in spirit and in truth.
所以我们做基督徒不要成了欢背的弓。
So as Christians, let us not be a treacherous bow.
主耶稣说我不认识你。
That Jesus Christ would say, I do not know you.
在使徒行传第五章，在那个使徒初期的教会发生了一件不幸的事情。
In Acts chapter 5, there was actually a very unfortunate event that happened.
当时他们很多人信仰很热心，很爱弟兄姐妹，很爱教会。
At the time, the people of the church were very zealous and they loved God and they loved the church.
他们的热心甚至到了这样的程度，把财产变卖了，奉献出来。
Their fervency was to the point where they would all sell their possessions and offer them to the church.
有人这样子做，但是这不是他们必须要做的。
Yes, there are people that did that, but it was not a requirement.
当时有一对夫妻啊，他们也这样做了。
And there was also a couple at the time who did the same thing.
把他们的产业卖了。
They sold all their land.
他们把钱来交在这个使徒那里。
And they offered that money to the apostles.
但是很不幸的，这两个人都被击杀了，都死了。
But unfortunately, both of them were killed.
他们这么的热心，他们应该得到肯定。
They were so fervent, they should have been acknowledged.
但是他们所遭受到的是没有得悦纳，甚至是成为一个警戒。
Yet what they met was not pleasing to God, and in fact, it became a warning.
他们本来这么热心，就是为了为了得到这个神的悦纳。
They were so fervent because they wanted to receive the acknowledgement of God.
但是圣经是怎么讲的？
But how did the Bible record?
圣经说他们是试探神。
It says here that they tested God.
圣经说他们是在欺哄圣灵。
In fact, they were lying to the Holy Spirit.
人只能够看到外在上所表现出来的。
Because men, we can only see externally what is the outward appearance.
但是神看到人心里所想的。
But God can see into our hearts what we're thinking.
神看到人里头的动机。
He can see the motivations in our hearts.
神要的不但是我们这个人，神更是要我们的心。
More than just wanting us as a person, He wants our hearts.
所以在信仰上如果没有心，会成为欢背的弓。
So if in our faith we do not put in our heart, then we will be a treacherous bow.
我们再请参考《使徒行传》二十六章。
Let's look at Acts chapter 26.
使徒行传二十六章十四节。
Verse 14.
十四节，我们都扑倒在地，我就听见有声音用希伯来话向我说：“扫罗，扫罗，为什么逼迫我？”你用脚踢我，踢刺是难的。
And when we all had fallen to the ground, I heard a voice speaking to me and saying in the Hebrew language, Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me? It is hard for you to kick against the goats.
这个扫罗就是我们常常提起的保罗。
Saul is the person we often call Paul.
这个扫罗是他希伯来的名字，保罗是希腊的名字。
Saul is his Hebrew name and Paul is his Greek name.
就好像我们很多人有英文名字，有我们本来用的名字。
Just like many of us have an English name and a name in our original language.
那这里这个主耶稣对扫罗说，你为什么逼迫我？
But here it says that God asked him, why is he persecuting me?
他应该是侍奉主耶稣，相信主耶稣的。
He should have been worshiping and believing in the Lord Jesus.
但是他却成为一个逼迫主耶稣的。
Yet he became one who persecuted him.
他还以为说他是在为神发热心。
He even said that I am zealous for the Lord.
所以他很努力。
So he put in a lot of efforts.
他到处的去，为了就是要逼迫基督徒。
He went around everywhere persecuting the Christians.
他这么的努力，他没有达到目标。
He was so zealous, and yet he did not achieve his goal.
努力是需要的。
Because you do need to put in efforts.
但是我们也要冷静地想一下，我有没有达到目标。
But you have to calm down and think, are you achieving your goal?
我们在我们人生的道路上面，在信仰的道路上面，我们都付出很多的精神、力量跟时间。
In life and faith, we put in so much effort and time and energy.
那我们要问问我们自己， 我们这样努力的，我们是在归向什么？我们有没有归向那个至上者？
And so we think to ourselves, when we are putting these efforts, are we returning to the right place? Are we returning to the Most High?
今天的结论就是努力，但不要成为欢悖的功。
So, today our lesson is to be diligent, not to be a treacherous bow.
我们一起唱诗380首。
Let's all sing hymn 380. Now we're going to make a concluding prayer.
求天父真神，他怜悯我们，帮助我们，
让我们不要成为弯背的弓。
So we ask that God has mercy on us so that we will not be treacherous bows.
照着我们的努力他来带领我们祝福我们。
And in accordance with our efforts that he may bless and guide us.
我们祷告结束副歌会唱380首的副歌，如果我们歌词不能够全部记得，我们会投影在这个墙上。
After our prayer, we will sing the refrain of hymn 380, and if you do not remember the lyrics, you can look at the PowerPoint.
我们要接受按手帮助祷告的，可以到前面来。
Those of you who would like to receive laying of hands may come forward.
我们一起祷告。
Let's all pray.